This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A Malaysian court on Tuesday sentenced Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak to 12 years in jail for abuse of power. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak was found guilty on Tuesday on all seven corruption charges in his first trial linked to a multi-billion dollar scandal at a state fund, One Malaysia Development Berhad. The landmark case has been widely seen as a test for the country's efforts to stamp out corruption. The seven charges included criminal breach of trust, money laundering, and abuse of power for allegedly illegally receiving nearly $10 million from former 1MDB unit SDC International.
Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. U.S. Attorney General William Barr at this hour is appearing before Congress, telling that body that ongoing protests in the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere have turned into riots divorced from legitimate calls for reform of police treatment of minorities in the United States. This is Democratic Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, in his opening statement.
He needed help. And after he finished utterly humiliating his first attorney general, he found you. In your time at the department, you have aided and abetted the worst failings of the president.
Attorney General Barr says the ongoing protests in Portland and elsewhere have become disconnected from Floyd's death. Meanwhile, on the streets of Portland last night, the sounds of federal agents firing tear gas canisters. This followed an appeal to Congress by the mayors of Portland and five other major U.S. cities on Monday to make it illegal for the federal government to deploy militarized agents to cities that don't want them. This is VOA News. Thursday marks the sixth month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stresses that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which refer to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities. He says the pandemic is under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, and South Korea, because the countries strictly followed the WHO's advice. North Korea's leader has boasted about his nuclear capability and its impact regionally. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has the story.
North Korean state media reports leader Kim Jong-un saying his country's hard-won nuclear weapons are a solid security guarantee and a reliable, effective deterrent that could prevent a second Korean war. Kim's comments before war veterans, marking the 67th anniversary of the end of the 1950-53 Korean War, again show how he has no intention of abandoning his weapons, as prospects dim for resuming diplomacy with the US. He says his country has tried to become a nuclear state with an absolute might to prevent another war. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Iran says its elite Revolutionary Guards launched a military drill in the Persian Gulf on Tuesday. This comes at a time of high tension between Tehran and Washington. The United Nations says a coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to the deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. In a study published Monday, four UN agencies said failing to act now will have devastating long-term consequences, not just for the children, but for society as a whole. Earlier this year, the head of the World Food Program warned of a risk of starvation of biblical proportions around the world. From Burkina Faso to Venezuela, the Associated Press found that families around the world are already facing starvation, with young children the first to suffer and die. Just 4 days after beginning a truncated coronavirus-delayed baseball season, Major League Baseball ran into a serious obstacle to yesterday with the postponement of scheduled games due to a COVID-19 outbreak among players for the Miami Marlins baseball team. The postponement of the games in Philadelphia and Miami was a potentially ominous development for Major League Baseball. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.